Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know Phyllis and I were in a meeting years ago, very young in ministry, and I saw this couple, man and wife, used in the gifts of the Spirit strongly. That, boy, it impressed me, and the lady began to talk about how she learned how to be used of God, and it just answered some questions for me. He ministered, and then she ministered, and she began to minister by the word of knowledge. Now, what that means is she'd know some things about situations and people, and she ministered to people. And supernatural, and very precise. Things nobody could know. And as she stopped, and I know part of it was for me, I'm sure others too, but she said, somebody might ask, how did you learn how to do that? She said, well, I don't know how to explain it to you, but I'd be ministering, and while I'm ministering, my heart would just go out to the people that are there. And I'd be ministering to the people, but the love of God would just come up in me towards the people. And while I'm looking at the people and ministering to the people, somebody's face would just stand out to me, a particular person. And the love of God would just really go out toward that person. And I knew God wants to minister to them. Something that they need. What are we talking about so far? Love, follow after love, and desire the gifts of the Spirit, the manifestation of the Spirit. She's following love, and here comes the manifestations. And here comes the faith, too. She says, so many times, I wouldn't know why. I just know, you know, here we got a room full of people, but this person stands out to me, and my heart really just goes out to them in love. And so I'd say, you know, could I pray for you? And they'd say, okay. And so many times, it wasn't until I laid hands on them and I touched them, then I'd know. I'd know what to pray. I'd know what to say and what to do. And here comes things I didn't know. Oh, can you see this? No big fanfare, but very supernatural, very spiritual. Is the Spirit of God moving in this? People got healed. People got set free. People got helped. Following after love. Said out loud, follow after love. Desire the manifestation of the Spirit. See, we're available. We're yielded. Let me remind you of one of our scriptures we read. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to who? Every man. Every person. Does that include you?
Yes.
For what? To profit with all. Can you be used by the Spirit of God? Can you have manifestations of the Spirit? Can you yield to Him when He moves? Let Him use you. You don't get weird about it. You don't try to hear voices. You don't try to see things. You just pay attention. And you start off by paying attention to something other than yourself. You know, when you get up and you say, Lord, order my steps. Direct my paths. And you look up a few hours later and you're with somebody you didn't even think you were going to see that day. It's not a time for you just to be thinking about how you feel. And don't even hardly know they're in the room with you. Right? These kind of people don't get used. But when you got your eyes open, you go, here we are. What does the Bible say? Love your neighbor. Well, who's your neighbor? That's your nearby. Whoever you're by at the moment. And you begin to think, well, you know, what's going on with them? Sure love them. Sure want to see them do good. Want everything to be right in their life. Now, what are you doing? Is that God's heart? Is that now, so you're getting lined up with Him. And as you look that way and you're thinking about them and you're checking your heart, so many times God will give you something. Now, don't be weird about it. Don't come over and go, I'm getting something. Yeah. I think I'm getting something. There's something here. Well, there always is. Do you know what I'm talking about? That shows real spiritual immaturity. A mature person can come and minister something powerful and never say, yea, thus saith the Lord, or quote a scripture verse, or even act, you know, like there's anything big fanfare about it. Did you hear me? There was just love and faith and truth. Because see, so much of that other stuff, you know what all that's about? Letting you know that I'm spiritual. Let me say that again real slow. All that is to let you know how spiritual I am. You know what I'm talking about or not? I mean, some people, the Lord deal with them to give $20. They'll make a half a day deal out of it. Start talking to themselves while other people are going to go, okay, Lord, if you want me to do it. I just don't, that's my last 20. You know it is. But if I, oh, Lord, if you want me to, and then come say, you know, the Lord, I just want to talk to you. Can I take an hour of your time? It's important. You know, the Lord's dealing with me for 3 days now to give you $20. And I really wrestled with it, and my prayer partner helped me, and I think we prayed through on it. And I don't know what it's for. Maybe you know what the 20 is for. I don't know what it's for. Do you know what I'm talking about? You could have just slipped by and put it in their pocket and not said a word. Why'd you go through all that? So immature, so proud, wanting everybody to know that I heard from God. Well, it's about time. Be quiet and you won't tell everybody how slow you've been. Ain't nothing to brag about that it took you 3 days to turn loose the $20. Right? Just be quiet and obey God and folk won't know. Well, now, you may think I've digressed, but I haven't. You can abuse things God gives you. And you can run your mouth when you should be quiet. And if you do, God can't use you like that. You can limit yourself and hinder yourself. There's been a few times I've seen where God would show people something that was personal and private. And what they were supposed to do is pray about it. Not tell a soul, pray about it and believe God. And if he said, talk to him or, you know, see him, then follow up. But otherwise, just do what he said. And I've seen people blab that. Go around and talk. Yeah, you know, I picked up in the spirit. And so-and-so had this wrong and so-and-so had that wrong. You do that and do that and you'll get where God can't use you. He can't trust you. He won't tell you stuff. Because you cause more problems than you do good. Not only do you, you know, you receive what God gives you, but you got to find out from him what to do with it. Oh, did you hear that now? Yes. A lot of times you are not to say a word to that person or anybody else. You're to pray and believe God. Knowing something and knowing what to do with it. It's two things. But the same God who gave you the revelation will show you what to do with it. And until you know, what should you do? Sit on it. Be quiet. Right? Right. Am I talking about the moving of the Spirit? Yes, I am. Absolutely. We're talking about discretion. We're talking about faithfulness. Can God trust you? You know, it's pitiful, the society we live in. I have been enclosed conference rooms with officers of ministries and board members. There's nobody there but us. And the head of the ministry say, now this does not leave this room. And there's only 15 of us there. All ministers, a lot of us leaders ourselves. This does not leave this room. What do you understand that means? I know that seems like an obvious answer, but, and if you say, yeah, we won't tell anybody, then how many people can we tell now? I got home 2 hours later, somebody calls me from the West Coast. Want to talk about it? I said, huh? What? Talk about what? So, well, you know so-and-so that y'all discussed in the board meeting. Well, that's unfaithful. Should you share things again with people like this? You're a fool if you do. Don't tell them anything you don't want told. That sometimes you don't like to believe it, but that's where you are. And if somebody will come and tell other people's secrets to you, they are telling your secrets to other people. Oh, no, 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 Brother Keith. Yeah. Because their words don't mean anything. If I tell somebody, I won't tell anybody, that means I don't tell anybody. Not Phyllis, nobody. If I say nobody, that means nobody. But see, what you got is people say, well, I know they said don't tell anybody, but I tell you and don't tell anybody. And then they got three people they can tell that won't tell anybody. Right. Remember that? They said, don't tell anybody. And by evening, might as well put it on the news. Well, the Spirit of God needs to be able to trust you and I in sharing things with us that are confidential and sensitive. He needs people that he can trust, that'll do the right thing with revelation and understanding, that'll use their faith and not run their mouth, that'll pray and not gossip, right? And you might think, well, ain't that big of a deal. I want to be used in the power. Hey, you don't pass these tests, you're not going to more power. Amen. You have to pass these tests. If you're not faithful in a little thing, you wouldn't be faithful with more, so you're not going to get an opportunity to find out. Said out loud, I am faithful. I am discreet. I look to the Lord. I don't run my mouth. I'm faithful.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me